All right, here we are with the ESFFL Week 2 podcast. And from this music, it could only be one guest for this week's podcast. You know him as the owner of the Newark Knockers. And of course, I'm talking about my good friend, Don.
Hey, thank you.
Don Tancredi.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast, and we're going to talk a little bit about, check in on the Knockers, see how they're doing so far this season, and talk a little bit about your game last week, a little bit about your game this week. You faced the Philadelphia Fellows, one of the original members of the league, so we'll see how we're going to do there. But before we dig into all that, Don, I want to talk a little bit about your preseason, because you had a very busy preseason. I think you made the most moves in the preseason first-come, first-serve period more than any other team. And then you made a couple moves in the, you know, between Thursday and Sunday's games. So, yeah, it seems like you're looking to improve upon kind of what you did early on.
Well, I subscribe to Fade the Noise.
Okay.
With Jeff Ratcliffe. So I try to go by his picks and the order of value.
And he changed his mind?
No, he didn't change his mind.
Okay.
But if I can see any improvement, I try to make it.
All right.
You know. So, and some things I just screwed up myself. You know.
Okay.
It happens.
All right.
You know. It's... And I fell in the draft, I think, seventh in the draft.
In the pre-far draft. Yeah. So remind me who you took in the pre-far draft. I was trying to remember.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't remember?
No, I can look it up right here.
That's okay.
Leonard Fournette was my first one.
Was it Herbert?
I took Herbert, and then I came back.
And Fournette.
And I got Fournette. Because somebody grabbed him before me, and I noticed he was on the reserve list, or the non-reserve list.
Okay.
So he was targeted.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ended up picking him up at full value of $4.5 million.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, so that was a big spend on him, but I think he had a pretty good week one, right? Well, he had 10 points.
He had 10.
He didn't get into the end zone, but he did get the ball quite frequently
for
the Buccaneers.
Yeah, so I'm looking for good things out of Fournette.
Yeah, I think that's definitely solid.
You know.
What I want to ask you about, so in the preseason waiver period, you picked up four guys. And that kind of caused you to drop in waiver position, right?
Right,
in
down
the season
to
now,
33, right.
But then you end up dropping all four guys. So it was, let's see, I think it was Carson Wentz you got in there.
Yeah, I picked him up as, because I know this is my third year, and I've seen some teams pick up carry three.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't crazy about Lance. I think you had him last year.
I have Lance, yeah.
And you probably
I was crazy about him.
Right.
I'm not so sure I'm still crazy about
him. So, you know, but I know Wentz puts up numbers.
Yep.
Yeah. You know.
Throws interceptions.
He throws, but
makes bad plays, but he does put up numbers.
He puts up numbers, you know.
Yeah.
Just like I dropped Tannehill this year. He was one of my quarterbacks. I did not reserve him.
Yeah.
You know. But his numbers sometimes are better than Jackson's, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a judgment.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'm wrong.
Yeah. So. But you drafted Herbert, so.
I know in this league, if you want to win, you better have a
good quarterback.
A good quarterback.
And probably a good tandem of quarterbacks.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So you've got a good strong tandem in.
So I do.
Herbert and Lamar Jackson, of course, you reserved. So you initially picked up Wentz, but you dropped him for Devonta Smith.
Right.
And Devonta Smith scored how many points did he score last week?
Nothing.
He
didn't even have a catch.
Oh, I think his father called and asked to see if he was missing.
Right.
He turned up missing.
Exactly.
The milk carton syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I look for him to improve on
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. We talked about this before we came on
and
the
I
air.
Think this week he's on my taxi squad. I'm not sure.
Yeah, defenses are going to have to adjust for A.J. Brown. Right. Big game in week one. They're going to roll coverage that way. And Devonta Smith, it's only a matter of time until he gets open downfield and makes a big play. That's for sure.
He's bigger. He's put on some weight. Yeah. He should carry himself better.
Of course, this is a couple of Eagles fans talking here.
Right,
so,
exactly.
You know, we could be looking through rose-colored glasses.
Right.
But Devonta Smith, he's a talented guy.
Right.
All right, so the other guy you picked in the preseason waiver period was Mike Davis from Baltimore.
I did pick up Mike Davis.
You dropped him for Sky Moore.
Yeah, which was a big mistake.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many points Davis had this week.
I don't know either. I don't think he did that much.
Yeah.
I think that was a good drop.
So, you know, and I was keeping, you know, I'm thinking dynasty. When you're picking guys, you got to think time dynasty. And next year, I think we're allowed to keep 10.
We're going to be able to keep 10 next year.
So, yeah,
that's the plan.
Yeah.
Plan of record. Yeah. Right. And then, okay, so your overall, your first round pick in that preseason waiver period was Alan Lazard.
Right.
Now, he was injured.
Right.
So maybe that led to your...
That did lead to me dropping him.
But you picked him up. You dropped him for James Robinson, who had a very good...
Who had a great... Oh, yeah. He's going to be in my lineup this week.
All right.
You know.
All right. Heads up on that, fellas. Fellas. And then finally, now this is the one that made the first three I can go with.
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth, though.
Right.
Yeah. He's the future at tight end for the Steelers.
He is.
And
but I have a good tight end.
You do. So we've got on your roster, we've got Dalton Schultz. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And I can tell you right now, if we could trade, I would trade right now. Because without Dak being out for 8 weeks, you know, he's either going to get a lot of catches
or
he's going to get no catches.
That's the things with tight ends. A lot of times the young quarterbacks, they use the tight end as the safety blanket.
Right.
So that the quarterback change to a lesser quarterback doesn't always hurt tight ends.
No, right.
And especially someone like, so I would say someone like Kelce, who's a downfield guy, downfield threat, maybe that affects him. But Schultz is more of that line of scrimmage, pile up the number of receptions.
He's a 10-yarder.
Yeah, he's a 10-yard, 5 to 10-yard
target
range.
Right.
And I can definitely see.
So, you know, he's still there. He's still on my team. So I think we'll see what happens this week. But if I had CeeDee Lamb or any other wide receiver for Dallas on my team, I'd get rid of him.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't even tell you who they're. Quarterback is now.
So where I was in the player redistribution draft, when it got to the couple picks before it was my turn to pick, I was thinking, okay, now who do I want? And I had it boiled down to CeeDee Lamb and Mark Andrews. Do I get, like, CeeDee Lamb was my top wide receiver on the board. Andrews was the best tight end on the board. A very tough decision for me. I think I would have gone Andrews regardless. But the peeps took the choice away from me by taking CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy about that now because, Lamb did not look good in that game.
No.
Body language was not good. Right. And now with Dak, I think he's in trouble.
I think if you own CeeDee Lamb, I think you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, or any of these wide receivers.
For Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Now, there is talk that Dak – is going to be back within 4 weeks. I think, now, here's my take on this. Did you hear this or no? Yeah, so Jerry Jones came out. So initial injury reports say 6 to 8 weeks. Already had surgery on his thumb, I think it was.
Yeah.
The doctors are saying 6 to 8 weeks. Then Jerry Jones comes out and says it could be within 4 weeks. We're not putting him on injured reserve.
Right.
I think that is totally just a mental ploy to his team to say, hey, don't give up on the season yet. It's not over. Dak's going to be back.
Yeah.
I still don't think he'll be back. I'm going to say he's not back until after their bye week.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be back. And I think I know Jerry Jones is getting trash now.
Yes.
You know.
Of course.
You know, he's getting trash. Sell the team, you know.
Exactly.
You don't know what you're doing.
I was going to say he's not done anything without Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
He did win a Super Bowl after Jimmy Johnson, but it was with Jimmy Johnson's team.
Right.
But let's say, you know, in the last 20 years or 25 years, The Cowboys have not done much with Jerry Jones.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. Enough said on that topic.
Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about let's go right into the game with the fellows. Why don't we do that and look at their lineup here and compare it to yours. Now they go with a 45-year-old quarterback.
Oh, wow.
And I think about 25-year-old quarterback. They've got Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. Which one are you more scared of there?
With these two, I'm not scared of either one of them.
Oh, okay.
Brady can put the points up, but they're not the team they were last year.
Yep. Yeah. Now, okay, let's move to running back, and we have Dalvin Cook going up against our Eagles. Right. What do we think about Dalvin Cook's chances this week?
Eagles have some problems on defense, so I'm looking for a big game out of him. But I'm looking, you know, I have Leonard Fournette that if they get down in the red zone, I'm looking for him to score. And Aaron Jones had a bad week last week.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Green Bay team, they just did not play well, you know.
Now, I noticed Tony Pollard also on your roster. How do you think that's, you know, where do you think we are with Pollard? Do you think he'll get more? Will he be affected by Dak, or maybe does he get a little bit more because they use him as a wide receiver near the line of scrimmage?
I don't know. He might be on my taxi squad this week.
Okay.
You know.
All right. I must say, I was a little surprised with the number of teams that grabbed Tony Pollard. I think it's about a dozen teams went Tony Pollard's way.
Well, I had dropped Zach. He was one of my team players from last year, and I dropped him because we're moving to a dynasty league.
Yeah.
You know.
You're talking about Zeke.
Or Zeke
Elliott. Yeah.
So, you know, I dropped him, you know. And I'm going for younger and hoping that maybe there's an injury and he's playing.
Maybe an injury. And also, this is the last year, I believe, of significant guaranteed money in Elliott's contract.
Right.
And they're talking about maybe he goes somewhere else next year. Pollard's the guy.
Yeah.
So definitely for 23, that could really benefit. And again, like you said, if there's an injury and he was injured a couple times last year, he could break through.
Right, right.
We talked about James Robinson. He looked really good in week one.
James Robinson had a fantastic week. And Connor's had a good week.
Yeah, Connor scored. I think he scored a touchdown.
He scored a touchdown. And I believe, I think he put up like 9 or 10.
Yep.
You know, so. Yep.
That was a good game.
Looking forward to that.
I have the result here from last week. Well, it has it on our sheet here.
Yeah, right.
Connor,
there.
13 fantasy points.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that was a nice game for
him. That's a nice game for him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a low game for him.
Now, wide receivers, I'm going to count them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wide receivers on your team.
Right.
Plus 2 on your taxi squad. So you have 9 wide receivers on your complete roster there.
Well, Harris. He's down there now, but they say he might play Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I'll be moving him up.
Yeah.
Debo. You know, I think we both have Debo.
We both have Debo. We both love Debo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And McLaren had a good, you know.
McLaren. Yeah.
He had 10.
Yeah. You can argue about whether Carson Wentz is, you know, how good of a quarterback he is in terms of just general NFL.
Yeah.
But in terms of fantasy, he's a pretty good quarterback. I mean, he's better than Tyler Henneke.
Yeah.
Hospital ball Henneke.
Yeah. And I'm looking for Burks to break out soon.
Traylon Burks.
I'm looking for him to, you know.
Yeah. And Burks was your
Burks
pre-fard pick from the non-reserve list.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You wanted Fournette, but you settled for Burks there.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I think he's one of the top rookie receivers.
Yeah, and another
this year.
Another guy for Dynasty.
Right, exactly. Why he's on my team, you know.
Yeah.
But Sky Moore, I probably drop him and try and pick him up midseason.
Yeah.
If he's available.
Yeah.
You know. So
we talked earlier on again before we came on the air that he is probably a very good pick for later in the season, and again, you know.
Yeah.
JJ Smith-Schuster's had knee issues. Who knows how long he's going to...
Right.
He looked good week one for sure, but who knows how long that's going to go.
Yeah.
So.
But I find that a lot of these teams are really spreading the ball around to all their wide receivers. I think Kansas City, I think every one of their wide receivers scored a touchdown.
Yeah. Now, the one exception to that might be the Los Angeles Rams, and who looked like they passed the ball to Cooper Kupp on just about every play.
Right.
And your opponent, the Fellows, have Cooper Kupp. He was the number one pick in the pre-far draft by the Fellows. So, yeah, that would be the one guy that scares me on his roster.
Yeah, who's their opponent this week?
They are playing the Falcons this week.
Yeah, that should be easy.
So,
yeah, that's
hopefully they get a big. Hopefully, for your sake, Don, they get a big lead early.
Yeah,
and they go with the run game.
Right.
And maybe don't use Kupp quite as much.
Right.
But so. And then of course last week you only got 1 point out of your kicker Matt Prater.
Yeah, that's because they were just in the hole too much.
Yeah.
By the time and. I think a lot of teams, they do not play their starters preseason.
Exactly.
That affects everybody.
Exactly.
So this week we should be getting, a lot more play.
A more accurate picture of what this league really is.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll give Prater another shot this week.
Yeah, sure.
Your opponent has Brett Maher, and we already talked about the Cowboys are probably going to struggle here without Dak Prescott.
Right. So he could have a big day.
Yeah.
Now,
the other thing I was going to ask you real quick here, and we'll call it a day, but the Titans defense. So that was another one of your pickups before right before the season. I picked up the Titans as well. They played the Giants.
Giants, right.
And it looked so good in the first half.
It did.
They had them shutting them out. They were sacking the quarterback.
Yeah, I think we got up to 17 points until that final touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, and then because they lost the game, that's a 2-point swing,
right.
And they gave up a couple, the late touchdown and the 2-point conversion.
Right.
So we ended up with 12 points.
12 points, right? So we lost 5 points.
Should have been more.
Sure, should have been 17.
Yeah, and again, maybe that's the fact they didn't play their guys enough in the preseason. They were winded in the second half, and they let the Giants back in the game.
I don't know what the average is for teams in our league on defense. I would say 12, 14.
The average score?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was at least average.
So that was average. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So we're giving Titans another week. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about it. I thought they should have done more against the Giants.
Yeah, well, you say we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
All right, Don. So what do you think? You're 2.5-point underdog here, according to Vegas, Chris. I got the early line there.
Okay.
You think you're gonna be able to overcome that this week and notch victory number one on the season?
I hope so. I think it'll be a very close game.
All right. I think it'll be a close game too. We're gonna come back here. We're gonna knock on wood.
Right.
We're knocking on wood, folks. That the knockers
can
do it. My apologies to the fellas. Best of luck to the fellas as well. But we got Don here in the studio, and you've listened to this podcast in its entirety.
Great.
Go
Thank
ahead,
you.
Don. Yeah.
Nice to be live.
Yeah. I should have said earlier also that we have been doing the Zoom calls, so it's great to do this in person.
Right.
We don't have video today, but this is a couple guys that have faces for radio.
Right.
So.
That's right.
Very repetitive here at the end.
Oh, yeah.